a range of different aspects in the procurement or the tendering process. Some of them come down to price, and also some of them comes down to delivery of service. The fact is, on this particular tender, the price differential between the people who were successful and those who were unsuccessful was quite extensive. The company's ADIAC has won the tender, but that's not to say that Central Australia Affordable Housing Corporation can't tender for other business, and they have been successful in winning other business off other companies, including off government. And I know that they're in the middle of a number of other procurement processes right now, and unfortunately in procurement processes there's only ever one successful tender, and the others who are unsuccessful unfortunately missed out on that tender process.
Okay, so this company, Zodiac, do they have the experience of working with people in town camps?
Zodiac have a range of contracts delivering housing, tenancy and maintenance services to a number of different Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory.
From my understanding, the program's been successful with the community as far as keeping people as tenants, and also the relationship between the workers, the housing workers and the community has been quite good, from my understanding, from the housing company. Is that something that you would consider thinking about as an important part of keeping Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people housed? Because, yeah, I mean, you understand the issues. There's a lot of issues when it comes to housing. Does that come into play at all?
I don't actually understand your question. You've just asked me whether it's important whether Aboriginal people should be housed appropriately. Well, of course that's important. I mean, that's a silly question. What's important is we have the right people delivering the services for the right price. Now, I'm not going to give away taxpayers' dollars at 5-to-1 ratio to a company who's saying that they can deliver the same type of service, and that's on a hypothetical basis. If we get the right delivery of service, any money we save I can put back into other things, such as extending the delivery of services for housing for Aboriginal people, or building roads to communities, or building mobile phone towers to give people higher level of connectivity. So while there's one company complaining they didn't get a tender and they want us to spend a whole lot more money for the same delivery of service that someone else can do, as a person who sits over the allocation of taxpayer funds in the Northern Territory, for me it's really important to make sure I get value for money so I can spread the money as far as possible, not just bankroll one organisation.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's been a really good working relationship between housing workers, which has been successful in the rates of keeping people housed. So, I mean, that's what I'm asking, you know, is that something that you would consider important?
I consider tenancy management services to be of utmost importance. There would be a range of different opinions about how well delivery of services has been in town camps. Certainly people who live in town camps don't all reflect that they're happy with the delivery of service provision, and that's not for me to say anything against any unsuccessful tenderers, whether they have been delivering services in the past or not. But the fact is we run through a procurement process there has been someone who has been successful in that process.
So the Central Australian Affordable Housing Company are now quite concerned for their housing workers who have those relationships with people in communities, and the fact that, you know, this could mean a loss of employment for them. I mean, I know that your government does support Aboriginal employment. You know, is there opportunity for those workers to...
Well, as a new business comes on and seeks to deliver services, I'll have to put more staff on. So it's an opportunity for staff to work with Zodiac as a company and deliver those services. The other thing that's important is never before has there been the level of Indigenous employment, both in the public and private sector in the Northern Territory, in urban and remote areas. So employment opportunities are aplenty, and particularly in a town like Alice Springs, where we're always looking for additional staff to do a range of different things. Fortunately, there's a lot of employment opportunities, but the new company coming on board, like any company when they win the tender, will be looking to put more staff on. So that's a positive, but I also know that Central Australian Affordable Housing is looking at winning tenders off other companies so that they'll have an opportunity for continued employment too.
I think, you know, they were actually happy with what was happening in the community as far as keeping people housed and the relationship, which, you know...
Well, I mean, Central Australia Affordable Housing can't have it each way. I mean, they're trying to win contracts off other companies, but then they're unhappy if they lose one contract. So from a business point of view, when you're in business and you're tendering, you've got to accept the rules of business, and sometimes you win it, sometimes you lose. From a delivery of service point of view for town camps, if they just wanted to manage that, well, that's a different business model. But they are actively in the middle of expanding. I'm helping them rapidly in their expansion programs, giving them a few different contracts outside of town camps to help them along. And I think that, you know, when you want to operate as a business, you've got to operate maturely and professionally. And running and complaining about losing tenders, understanding the social dynamics, but that's not a part of business. Part of business is going through an open and transparent process. And if someone can do the delivery of your service for a fifth of the cost and still meet the expectations of government, and we'll wait and see how that goes on the performance of that contract, I think that's only fair and reasonable that we follow that process.